Good morning. We're continuing here on Hilchos Shabbos, and we're in Klal Chavav Chavzayin, Melachos Kershon Matir, and we're starting Siman Aleph. Hakersha Oy Matir, person ties or unties. Kesher Shal Kayama Vahum Maisa Uman. A knot which has two criteria, meets both criteria. Number one, it is a lasting knot, and it's a Maisa Uman. It's a done with some level of craftsmanship. For example, the Mishnah gives these examples in the Perek Ela Aksharim Memesat Shabbos. Going Kesher Hagamalim, Kesher Hasaponim. So, for example, let's go to the example of a ship. You want to be able to tie your boat to the dock. So you're going to have a rope which you attach around the dock, which you would tie and untie. But you have to loop it into something. What do you loop it into? So at the front of the boat, you would put a rope, tie a knot in it to make a loop and tie a knot in it. And that would stay there. That's going to stay there permanently. And then use that loop as a way to take a second rope, which you pass through the loop and around the posts on the dock. So the first loop that we're referring to, and its knot, which is in it, is a permanent knot. It was also done in a way which it would have the ability to last well. So the intention was permanent, and the craftsmanship was something which allowed it to be permanent. That, the Mishnah says, that's a kesher, which a person is going to be chayiv if he does that on Shabbos. Similarly, by the gemalim, they would put a loop through the nose of the gemal, of the gomel. V'kishrei minol b'sandol, shekershim haratzonim b'shas atziyosin. They would make their shoes and their sandals with straps, which the straps would stay there permanently. And then as you put the shoes on, you would tie them as well. But the original act of placing these straps into the body of the shoe was a permanent act, and it was tied in such a way that it would be permanent. It was made of people who made an effectively permanent knot, so it has the ability both intentionally to be permanent and practically to be a permanent knot that will not come out on its own. That's the definition of a kesher uman. Other knots of this sort, chayiv l'kuliyama. So according to all opinions, that's going to be chayiv. According to the Rambam, we say there are two criteria. It has to be a knot which a person makes with intent to leave it there permanently, and it has to be have craftsmanship to it, which we define as it's made in such a way that its nature is it can last for permanently. So those two criteria met according to the Rambam is going to be chayiv. According to Rashi, the only criteria is kesher shel kayama, which it is. So according to both Rashi and the Rambam, this case is going to be chayiv. Now, B'yesh Omrim, there is an opinion which says, the Beis Yosef brings an opinion that says that when you say permanent, that's many knots the person plans to leave for a very long time. But at some point, he probably will take it out, or plans to take it out, but he plans to leave it there for years, so maybe that's also sufficient. The Kol Kesher, Sha'osu Lihiskayim Zman Oroich, Mikri Shakayama. There is an opinion which says, a knot which a person plans to leave for a very long time, and there's machlokes how we define that. Some say 6 months, some say a year. So there is an opinion in the Rishonim that's also called a kesher shel kayama. So we don't need a knot which a person has to leave there, put there, which he plans to leave it there forever. As long as it's going to stay there for a very long time, that's also considered a kesher shel kayama. Okay, now, the next point that the Chayyada moves on to is we have to define what is a kesher uman. So we mentioned this idea from the Ramah, that the Ramah says, even though it's not something which requires expertise to create, as opposed to some of the more sophisticated knots which sailors use, etc., even if it's not so, but it's a simple square knot, which is what knotting the rope or twine twice. So that, because it, the nature of it is that it stays and it can last, excuse me, forever or for at least for a very long time. Since that's its nature, that meets the criteria potentially of a kesher uman. So Chayyam clarifies that point. We will do it the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.